This is KLLG LP and 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, crane singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Ah. Whoa.
Chugging, you know the engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee!
What a ride.
Look at the engine, that's 045. Fired up and ready, it seemed to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle.
Woo!
All round the countryside.
Whoopee!
What a ride. That's right. We're talking about whistles. Yes, and well, speaking of whistles,
oh wow!
Train to Dallas. I could huff, I could puff, I could chug, I could lug. Huff at Dallas, made a whistle out of me. I gotta thank you, Dallas Wigglesworth, for teaching me to making a whistle out of me is basically what he went and did. Thank goodness for people that just come out of the nowheres and give you a great big gift. Speaking of whistles, whoa! Hey, I was born down in Dixie in a boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the driver was my lullaby. A freight train whistled, taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. He went to whistle blows, I want to go home. Lord, don't you know? Looks like I'm never going to loot over the freight train blue. Well, my daddy was a fireman and my mama dear. She was the one only daughter of a engineer. My sweetie loved a brakeman and it ain't no joke. She ain't the way that woman keep a good man broke. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Got him in the bottom of my rambling ship. And when the whistle blows, I want to go. Oh, Lord, Lord, don't you know? Looks like I'm never going to loot a freight train blue. To stop this roaming round. And I know I've got to stop it sometime down. But every time I find a place I like to stay, I hear a freight train whistle. I'm on my way. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I want to go. Oh, lordy, don't you know? Looks like I'm never going to lose no freight train blue. Yes, yeah, old Jimmy Rogers, he used to be able, you know, I had this this food poisoning a while back, and I retched so much that I was able to go, with my throat, and it sounded so much like Jimmy Rogers. I was, but of course, I got well, and the whistle went away. But speaking of classics and whistles, I got a whistle thing going here. Here's one. Now, wait a minute now. How about the, here's another whistle. And this is that. This is actually called the Lonesome Whistle Blues. These are a couple of Hank Williams songs. And this, of course, is Train Singer. Greg, he's, I'm here. I know. But hey, here's an old Hank Williams tune about woo woo. I was riding on number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard a long, long, some warm, some whistle blow. Ooh. Got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal, left my home. I heard a long, 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 some whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me on the Georgia Main. They locked me to a ball chain. I heard that long, long, long whistle blow. All alone I bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard a long, 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 so whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry. When that evening train rolled by, I heard a long, 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 some whistle blow. I'll stay here locked in this cell till my body's just a shell and my hair turn whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. I'm down in Georgia doing time. I heard that long, long, long some whistle blow. Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. Now the midnight train he winds low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. I never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. Ah, the moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. Did you ever see a robin whip when leaves begin to die? Like me, he's lost the will to live, and I'm so lonesome I would cry. Now the silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Now hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. And the midnight train is one low, and I'm so long I could cry. It's okay, train. It's all right. It's all right. Get it. You really get into those songs. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, years ago I heard a recording of Pete Seeger doing this next tune. This Bob Nolan's first song that he ever wrote. He was of the Sons of the Pioneers, as many of you know. But he did this with an audience. And he, on the yodel part, the audience participation sounded eerily like a moaning train whistle way out there in the night, you know. Lonely spot I know, oh, no man will go. Shadows have all room. I was riding free on that old SP, humming a southern tune. When the man come along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there. Woo-dee-dee-dee-dee-oh. Out of sight, I looked at my right, my left, it everywhere. But all I could see was a cactus tree and a prairie dog laying there. I watched a prairie dog feed on a tumbling weed. He get lonesome way out there.
It's his home.
Ooh, My load on that dusty road, I rested my weary legs. Watch that setting sun make them tall shadows run across that barren plain. Well, I hummed a tune to the rising moon. Get lonesome way out. The desert sand was that milk and honey land. And then I woke up with a start, 'cause there's a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from that. And I climbed in an open door, and I turned around to that desert ground and that spot that I'd see no more. As she pulled away, I heard that pale moon say, "So long, pal, get lonesome way out there." Definitely a tight underwear tune for me. Ooh, hey, you are certainly way out there if you are riding the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM right up here in Willits. Right now with Mr. Train Singer and of me, of course, Greg Schindel. So before we go any further, you guessed it, it's my turn, Train, it's my turn, and you know when it's summer time, I'm going to play my summertime song again. Hey, people out there, all 10 of you, all 3 of you, who's ever listening, you've heard this enough, come on, sing along with me now, it's summertime. Summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get off of the seat of your pants, dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, woo! Summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get off of the seat of your pants, dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Straw hat, white pants, running barefoot in the sand, summertime. Watermelon by the slice, woo, cool. See what a soda pop is nice in summertime. Summertime, soon be
gone. Come on, come on, come on. Summertime, you know it won't be long now. Summertime. Sing a song. Come on, sing a song. Make one up like this. There you go. You ready? La 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 la. Yeah. Woo! Too much Spanish, Robin. Oh, summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get up with the seat of your pants. Da, da, da. Summertime romance. Woo! Summertime is here. Kick off your dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Wine, cold beer, guitar music in the air, barbecue in the sand, dance, 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 strike up the band, summertime, come on, summertime, soon be gone, come on, summertime, it won't be long, come on now, summertime. Song, come on, la 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 la. Summertime romance. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get up with the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, yes. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime. Romance. All the romance of summer. Hey, why not? Why not? You know, it's... What is this, barbecues? Why not? Just keep your distance, can't you? Yeah, it's outside. I mean, hey, you can keep your mask on, but take it off when you eat, of course. And I'm so looking forward to, you know, striking up the band. You remember live music? Can anybody remember that?
I do.
I know you do, Greg. Yes, we play for each other all the time, don't we?
Yes, we do. I'm so glad we're together.
I am too, Train. Oh, on the air. Hey, imagine if this were happening. Can I touch your arm? No wish to alarm the world. Can I touch your hair? Honestly stare at you. You know I... care for you, care for you. Don't walk away. I think about you all day, and I can't even say. I hear the band play. About you all day, I can't even say. I hear the band play. Oh, can I touch your arm? No wish to alarm the world. Oh, can I touch your hair? Honestly stare at you. Oh, you know I care for you. You know I do. Oh, just for a little hug, just a teeny weeny little hug. You know, I can hear that band playing in my mind, but there's a lot of dust on my PA these days.
Okay. By the way, you can touch my arm after you spray a little disinfectant on your hand, and I'll have to spray it on my arm, too. And don't get too close now. You know, and you're honest. That honestly staring at me is kind of freaking me out, Greg.
Okay, I wasn't in
the... Hey, that isn't not necessarily one of my better tunes, folks, but, you know, here we are in the middle of nowhere, all by myself, all in the studio. Mike is out there breathing on the window. He'd like to be in here, I know. Okay, speaking of the old days when we could touch. What did you say? Touch and hug and, you know, actually even, like, dance and, or come on over and give me a massage. Drink out of the same bottle of tequila. Whoa, what are you talking about?
It was wine. It was a nice, fine red wine, right?
Woo! This song was written in a tent out in Bolinas. Imagine that. I wonder what that guy was doing out there. 1, 2, 3. All night long. Hands and faces. Spirits running free, 1, 2, 3. All night long, hands and faces. Spirits running free. Gifts on gifts on gifts. Nose and tongue and feet. Talk of rainbows from the garden hose. And electric fingers slipping through love's perfect hand. 1, 2, 3, all night long, hands and faces, spirits running free. 1, 2, 3, all night long, hands and faces, spirits running free. Love on love on love, eyes and smiles and laughing, songs on beds with open heads. And electric fingers slipping through love's perfect hand. 1, 2, 3, all night long, hands and faces, spirits running free. 1, 2, 3, all night long, hands and faces. Warm on, warm on, warm. Heart to life with blessing. Easy flow and away we go. With those electric fingers slipping through love's perfect hand. Woo! 1, 2, 3, all night long. Hands and faces, spirits running free. 1, 2, 3, all night long, hands and faces, spirits free. Ha! Woo! The easy flow. And away we go. You know, God knows where that's going to be. Hey, I heard we had reached that tipping point, you know, on the planet and everything else. So I think it was about 10 years ago when I heard about that.
Oh, we're going to reach it. We're going to reach it.
Another year goes,
oh, we're going to reach it. We're going to reach it.
Well, I think we were. And now we are going down the other side faster and faster and faster. Whoopee! What a ride! Careening along the rails on the Bipolar Express. Wow! Are you still out there? Yes, you must be out there if you are listening to me right now. So, hey, you know, I gotta say, you can get in touch with us at www.kllg.org. And if you see anybody, you know, has anything to do with the radio,
I can give them a donation, you know,
bring some lunch. Hey, what do you say? What do you say? This is one of my poet friends, God rest in peace, friend of Lou Welch.
a friend of Magda Craig, a friend of Jack Boyce. And this is called, Hey, What Do You Say? Let's all get poisoned together. I mean, who wants to be a lone survivor? Hey, let's all be poisoned together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? Who wants to be alive if everyone else is dead? Ask any adolescent. They will tell you the world has been latered. So why be organo-veggie? Veggies scream too when they're murdered. Should plants and animals be anesthetized before being harvested? Or shall we proceed immediately to the de novo molecular synthesis of food? Why not braised beef, short ribs, with carrots and herbs? Cardiac dysfunction is the preferred form of death among us, isn't it? Hey, and forget how the cow is slaughtered. Oh, those agribiz veggies under special lights, they look flawless, maybe because every creature that might have eaten them was poisoned dead. Forget it. Eat. We desire to be fooled about residual poisons that won't wash off, but cancer smancer. What's the diff so long as you're healthy? Yeah, let's eat. Oh, our markets are well stocked, bright and clean, and so sanitary, there's hardly any toilets for the consumer. Hey, no urine or fecal material around this store that way. No way. Come, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? Hey, this water in this glass? Are you mad at me? And are you offering me this water to insult me? This dirty water in a clean glass that smells bad and tastes worse? Drink it. It's 100% safe. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend it. The noxious and toxic adulterants have been neutralized by the other less noxious and toxic adulterants. You don't want to know about it. Trust us. Take it with a twist of lime and stir with a sprig of mint. Be organic. What have we done with this elemental juice, this ace molecule of life? I want my water to taste like water running over granite when I kneel down to drink it in high mountains. I want ancient water out of deep tap. I want water out of faucet to pour into glass like shortfall in clear brook, then pond, still, pond still in glass to crystal. Ooh. And I want the water cold so it makes glass frost. But my friend, let's be realistic. Let's take the horse by the tail and look the issue squarely in the face. Agreed. The water is barely palatable. Balance that against the benefits of modern technology. In fact, I propose a toast with this, you must admit, almost clean water. Here's to science majority rule and the benefits of modern technology. One time, knock it back. Hey, that wasn't too bad, was it? My friends, let's poison ourselves together. I mean, who wants to be a lone survivor? And why be a clean air freak? Why live in view of ocean with nothing human upwind across 3,000 miles of water, with winds always delivering air that is lambent clear and marine
If Chair Noble goes blam and we feel like puking and our hair falls out and we feel sick to the very marrow of our bones,
while air remains lambent, clear, and marine. Ah, this too perishable fruit dumped into the dumpster. Hey, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? My friend, you may be right, but let's consider the problem under the aspect of eternity. The universe can't be polluted. Such pollution as we generate will burn off on the last day. We are only fouling our own nest. Earth. A strictly local affair. You know, we are like our cousins, the mountain gorilla, who also defecates in nest. Puzzling, but no big deal. Hey, that's who we are. So, let's poison ourselves together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? And finally, who wants pure, unpoisoned mentality? If poison mentality is the majority, Dal, I embrace this desecration of animal called civilization. Hermits can't be popular. And who on earth wants not to suffer if on earth suffering is general as gravity? Who needs enlightenment? This bastard death that only makes suffering exquisite? Who wants to be guru if everyone else is chela? Let's be ignorant together, as we are. Born free, then poisoned, then frozen together. Together. Let's be poisoned together. Who wants to be a lone survivor? Albert, I Joe, I tell. Some people just know how to say it, don't they?
Watching the blown leaves up in those bending trees, diving from the high cliffs, sailing down to the beach. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. And take a drink of sweet water, look out the window pane, the water on the willow, growing with the grain. Mama's little baby, sleep in the grass. Sit yourself down, pick up your glass, take a drink of it. Sweet water, look out your window pane. See that lady with that red dress on? Ooh, lying on the couch. Oh, she's flashing her eyes. Oh, there's a smile upon her mouth. See the light, be the light, feel the sound. Take a drink of sweet water, look out the window pane, the water on the willow, growing with the grain. Mama, little baby, sleep in the grass, sit yourself down, pick up your glass and take a drink of sweet water and look out the window pane. Oh, ba-ba-doo, ba-ba-ba-boo. See that superfly beat his head against the sky. Your drinking cup is filled, home behind the windowsill. See the light, be the light.
the light.
Feel the sound.
Take a drink of it, sweet water. Look out your window pane. Pour water on the willow, growing with the grain. Mama, little baby, sleep in the grass. Sit yourself down, pick up your glass. Take a drink of sweet water. Whoa. Out your window pane.
A drink of sweet water. Look out the window pane. Pour water on the willow, growing with the grain. Mama, little baby, sleep in the grass. You sit yourself down, pick up your glass. Take a drink of sweet water. Look out your window pane. Papa, da 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 da. Here's to you.
You know, since the PG&E limbed and removed the small trees under the wires, the end of our driveway, we can see the hills beyond, you know, sunlit in the morning. And I literally do take a drink of sweet water and I look out my window pane. But, you know, not long ago, I looked out and there was a haze of smoke between us and the hills beyond. And God, I couldn't help but imagine the hills in flames heading our way. And as you know, our greatest fear here in East Canyon is fire. So many have lost everything, even their lives. And so I want to remind you all out there, be safe. By the way, anybody remember this song? Out of the 50s. With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you'll find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Yeah, Smokey the Bear, sing along. Smokey the Bear, that's it. Prowling and a growling, sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That is how he got his name, yeah. You can take a tip from Smokey. There's nothing like a tree, 'cause they're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you and you'll find it's not a joke. To see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Oh, Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. You know, you can camp upon his doorstep, make you feel at home. Run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He'll let you take his honey, pretend he's not so smart. But don't you harm his trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Come on, Smokey the Bear, prowling and growling and sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That is why they call him Smokey. Now, if you've ever seen the forest, the fire's running wild. You love the things within it, like a mother loves her child. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. That's the least that you can do. Come on, Smokey the Bear, prowling and growling and sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. Oh, oh, that's why they call him Smokey. That is how he got his name. Oh, yeah. I know. I used to sing that to the kids in the schools, and, you know, a lot of people don't even know about this guy. But, hey, You just have to look around you and you'll find it's no joke to see what we'd be missing if it all went up in smoke. And I'm talking to you, Greg.
Well, yeah, okay, Train.
You've been showing signs of slippage these days. Hey, I know. Let's keep it to ourselves, okay? Yeah, right, Train. Hey, but speaking of jokes, hey, come on now. Let's see if I can get this right now. You know, a married couple, they were having some rough patches in their relationship, and they were sitting in adjacent rooms within earshot when the woman asked,
Have you felt a sharp pain like a pin sticking just above your heart?
And he goes, why, no, he replied. And a brief moment passed. She asked,
how about now?
Don't get it? Oh, geez. You know, it really is in the telling. And somehow I'm not... My wife laughed out loud when she heard it. And then she said, that's not funny. Okay. But don't... Hey, by the way, don't blame me. Engineer Glenn told me that story when I stopped by the Skunk Depot this past week. You know, he's got a bunch of those married jokes. You know, like, why is divorce so expensive?
Because it's worth it.
Oh, gee. Hey, do you know why the man is usually the first to die in a marriage?
He wants to.
Oh, please. What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Outlaws are wanted. Hey, partner.
Oh, geez, you know. I got to say, obviously, Glenn, he's not married. So none of that's true for me. By the way, no joke here. My marriage is the best thing that's happened to me in my adult life. And how did we get so lucky?
It's a mystery, that's for sure.
Kind of like finding the mate that's right for you. Wow. Whew, that's a secret.
Hey, what's the secret? It's a secret, that's what it is.
Oh, Greg, get it right now. Hey. Bum, 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 bum. You bring the sun on a rainy day. 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 No direction. What you feel for a while. Walk that way for miles and miles and miles. The time get hard. Seems much more when you're gone. You bring the sun on a rainy day. You bring the sun on a rainy day. You open the door once again just to see words from a distance shaking the trees. Wind in your ears and the sun in your eyes. Gold on your finger. No more goodbye. You bring the sun on a rainy day, yeah. You bring the sun on a rainy day. Stories of how to begin. Morning finds you watching the blue in the sky. Hard to believe there'll be no more goodbye.
ho! Bring the sun, bring the sun, bring the sun on a rainy day. On a cloudy day. On a foggy day. On a
no more goodbyes. You're not going to be taken another way, by the way. I hate partings. And at my age, so many of my friends have passed on. So many on the other side, more over there than there are here now. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, dear friends, many guardian angels in my life have gone but not forgotten. Hey, to be remembered, that's to live forever. Gone. That word can seem so long. Gone. Letter you didn't write, just saying it's all right, not thinking our tears and smiles were here just for a while. You got a chance, you better take it. You got a date, you better make it. You're doing what you want to do. I love to be with you. What does that mean? Over. Let it go, forget about you. Just live my life without you. Say our tears and smiles were here just for a while. You got a chance, you better. You got a date, you better make it. You're doing what you want to do. I love to be with you. Our tears and smiles will roll on for miles and miles and miles. Oh, come on, hold on tight, keep saying it's all right, hoping our tears and smiles will roll on for miles and miles and miles and miles. You got a chance, you better take it. You got a date, you better make it. You're doing what you want to do. I love to be with you. Ah, yes.
Hey, you know, I do my best to keep it bright outlook. Perhaps many too many bad jokes, but, you know,
pick it up, don't put it down, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I don't feel the loss, and I know you do out there too. The finality of it all does touch my heart as we go one by one. What, don't you just love a parade? It looks like I got very little time, but again, I'm going to kind of put on a high note here. Yeah, oh. I'm so glad you could ride with me on the BP Express. Song he wrote. Come on, sing it.
Note for note. Don't worry. Don't worry out there. Be happy.
Because when you in your life you have some trouble, you know, when you worry. Make it double. Don't worry. Worry. Be happy. Yeah.
Do it.
Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody come and took your bed.
But don't worry.
But happy. Landlord said your rent is late. Uh-oh, you're gonna have to leave the gate. But don't worry. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy, cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down, so don't worry, oh, be happy, come on. LP 97.9, we are on the Bipolar Express. Oh, I said a Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio. California. See you next week, folks. Uh-oh, here comes the boss. He's got his mask on.